Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is brought to you by Fox and Stallion. Fox and Stallion is a Victorian mystery comedy fiction podcast about the best detective team on Baker Street. No, not that one. Season 2 will be airing in 2024 and is currently crowdfunding through May 1st. They have stickers, personalized in-universe thank you letters with wax seal, calligraphy, and all of it, and even a tier where they solve a mystery that you send them. They do want me to note Fox and Stallion cannot guarantee the solving of any mysteries, but they will try their absolute hardest for 3 to 5 audio minutes. This show also has everything you could want. Jewel heists, asexual detectives, lavender marriages, and a really old cat. You can find and listen to Fox and Stallion anywhere you listen to podcasts or on their website, 224bbaker.com. That's 224bbaker.com.
This is Eleanor, executive producer of Unwell, and today I am super excited to share an episode of one of my favorite fiction podcasts, The Strange Case of the Starship Iris. So when we were putting together the writer's room for Unwell, we did an open call that asked for sample scripts, and then Jeffrey, Jim McDaniel, and I, we read so many scripts. Like, so many scripts. But there's this one script that I remember very clearly, that when I read it, everything else just sort of like dropped away. I was totally enthralled. When I got to the end of it, all I could think was, wow, I really wish there's more. I really wish there was more of this. That turned out to be Jessica Best's pilot script for the first episode of The Strange Case of the Starship Iris. So we hired Jess to work on Unwell, and I immediately marathoned as much of Starship Iris as I could get my hands on, because I really love this show. I often describe it to people when I'm trying to get them to listen to it as, what if you rewrote the TV show Firefly, but everyone on the ship was actually nice to each other and like trying their best all the time? That's Starship Iris. This show has a crew of lovable misfits, a grand government conspiracy, super queer romance, and this thing that I've come to think of as Jess's signature nuanced engagement with how mental health can shape us both in super mundane situations and also in, like, you know, intergalactic crises. There are currently 2 seasons of Starship Iris out and a 3rd one in the works. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts, so go out, I recommend you do that. And without further ado, please enjoy this first episode of The Strange Case of the Starship Iris.
The Strange Case of Starship Iris, Report 1, Violet Liu, Transmission 1, begin.
Okay. It's okay. Deep breaths. Stay calm, Vi. Stay. Oh, Jesus, that's a lot of smoke. Oh. Violet Liu to Scout One. Guys, do you copy? Well, Violet, you just watched their shuttle explode, so probably not. Okay. Really, Vi? Panic? Floating alone in the void and the thing you reach for is panic? Okay. grow the hell up. Okay. One step at a time. How hard can it really be to work this thing? Connors did it every day and he's objectively... Well, he's dead, so how smart can he be? Hello? Hello? This is the Starship Iris ID 45 Alpha 7652 Tango, Mission Priority 7, under the command of Captain Tom Jasper, Sector 284-325, requesting aid. We had a catastrophic shuttle failure as the rest of the crew was returning from their final scouting trip on planet, 5925, cause unknown, and, I'm the only survivor requesting aid. 9 of 10 target samples were collected. If at all possible...
Hello.
Oh, thank God. This is the...
If you can hear this message, something has gone wrong with your network connectivity.
No! No, 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 no!
Please reboot your system and try again.
Seriously? The surge must have knocked out the...
Hello.
How do I turn this
if you
off?
Can hear this message,
for the love of
something has gone wrong.
Yeah, thanks,
with your
robot voice. Thanks for the update.
Please reboot your system.
Come on, shut up.
Hola. Si puede escuchar este mensaje.
Better.
Algo está mal con su conexión a la red. Por favor, reinicie el sistema y vuelva a intentarlo.
Marginally better. Okay, so all I need to do now
si puede escuchar
is reboot the system. Yes! Did that... No, of course not. Hey, young Violet. I see you're a freshman in college. Have you considered maybe... I don't know, using your elective credits to spend 30 goddamn seconds studying anything about a ship's internal systems? Oh, hi, older Violet. You know, I did think about it. Shit. I thought about it, but there's this really cute girl taking early pre-crisis folklore, so you understand? Yeah, great, young Violet. Now there's a choice that is definitely gonna serve you well, hovering in the middle of a vast black waste too empty to even howl. Great. Also, just so you know, turns out she's only into blondes, and she drops out second semester to join a cult, so just A-plus choices all around. Shit. What are the odds I wind up fixing this by accident? God, what is the fuel level even... 3% remaining. 3. This is it, Vi. This is how you die.
Hello. If you can
hear
this
message,
something has gone wrong with your network connectivity. Please reboot your system and try again. Hello.
Hello?
If you can hear this message.
Oh my God, robot voice, now is not the...
Living, breathing human being here.
What?
Hi. My crew detected an energy flare on the outer edge of our scanners. Thought I'd give backup frequencies a shot, sweep the area. We've been trying to ping you on the network, but we haven't... Surge knocked you out?
That's my theory, yeah.
What was that thing?
That was our short-range shuttle slash escape pod exploding.
Shit. You guys okay out there?
We lost everyone but me.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, are you...
Ship name and ident number?
What?
Who are you?
Sorry, I just wasn't expecting to find anything else out here. The Philadelphia, ID 37 Echo 8132 Victor, Priority 3, under the command of Captain K. Grisham. That's me.
Violet Liu, of the Starship Iris. 45 Alpha 7652 Tango, Mission Priority 7. I'm a biologist. I was only here to oversee the samples.
Okay. Science Officer Liu, I'm guessing you're very freaked out right now, but if you stay on the line, I can talk you through getting your system running again and...
It's okay.
What?
There's no need. We were carrying our reserve fuel externally, and I think a piece of debris from the blast must have cracked one of the tanks. I mean, I guess I should be grateful the ship didn't explode, too, but we're down to 3%, and even I know that's enough to get back to the station in 8 days, maybe, if we burn careful. Or it's enough to keep things in here livable for, God, 6 days, something like that. But not both.
Are you sure?
It's a big ship. Airy. Jasper hates it, calls it a waste of...
If you could just... If you still had that escape shuttle...
Yeah, believe me, the irony's not lost.
Well, listen, what are your coordinates? Maybe I could convince the crew to...
I was at the edge of your scanners, right? That's at least a 10-day round trip for you. Missions running as tight as they are since last outbreak, no way do you have the fuel or the time.
Yeah, but I can send a signal to the network.
Anybody close enough to help would have picked up on the surge already. They'd look into it like you did. They'd figure out somebody was out here. It's... We've reached the point, you know? All hope is false hope. If there's anything I'm owed now, it's the truth. Have you picked up on anyone coming to my rescue?
No.
It's okay. It's not... There's nothing you can do.
Are you comforting me right now?
Look, I'm gone in 6-7 days, no matter what. You've got decades ahead of you, and this has got to be pretty unnerving for your first mission.
How'd you know this was my first... besides all the obvious, I'm pretty green, huh?
You are very green, Captain. Very, 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 very...
Hey, now!
No, it's... Everyone has to begin somewhere. Actually, if I could ask you for a favor... It's stupid, but... Can you keep talking until the signal goes, or... I mean, for as long as you can. I know you must have other duties, but...
Okay, Lou, how... Wait, never mind. Don't waste your last breath defending such an idiotic... Yes. I mean, yes, I'll talk for as long as I can, which, experience has proven, is quite a long time. What do you want me to talk about?
Anything? Well, maybe not sports.
God, give me a tick to think. It feels a little petty to complain about the food in the mess hall. Anything that trivial is...
Honestly, I would love trivial right now.
Okay. Okay. As long as we're getting trivial, what year did you graduate undergrad?
85.
Class of 85. So, this is a shot in the dark to end all shots in the dark, but did you, in 81, attend intro bio at Harmony College with Professor Michaelis?
What?
Liu. L-I-U? Violet Liu? Are you, like, 5 feet tall, septum piercing, this haircut where the top is all...
Oh my god, that haircut. Wow.
Well, I thought it was very cool. Hi. Kay Grisham, I sat in your row. Hi.
Oh my god. Kay.
No, it's all right. You don't remember me. I wasn't very memorable back then. Anyway, I'm pretty sure we never spoke.
Then, how do you remember?
Well, it was a very cool haircut.
Oh god.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have that haircut anymore, just so you know.
Well, just so you know, Violet Liu, I am crying a little inside.
Professor Michaelis, God, that takes me back. Do you remember how he...
How could I forget?
That toupee.
Telling you, I still see it when I close my eyes sometimes.
Did you ever think maybe he did it on purpose? He knew his lecturing wasn't going to hold our attention on its own, so...
Hey, my eyes are down here.
Oh, Harmony College.
Good old Harmony College.
Oh, I was just thinking about HC, this folklore class I took freshman year. God, what are the chances?
Maybe it's not chance.
Okay, the fate talk. I can't follow you there.
You don't believe in some higher order?
I believe in the human hunger for a comforting narrative. I believe that it's only natural people would invent fairy tales when life gets heavier than they can deal with.
And you're seriously not there yet? Sorry. That wasn't funny at all.
No, hey. And who knows? Check back when the oxygen starvation's really kicking in. Maybe I'll be singing the praises of the whole Greek pantheon from Zeus to Hades. Too dark?
I think maybe you get to say what too dark is right now.
Hey, Kay?
Yeah?
Thank you. Really. Thank you,
No skin off my nose, Lou. I finally got the courage to talk to that cool-looking girl from intro bio. Just, you know, 11 years and 10 days too late.
Yeah. Listen, can you pass on a message to my family?
Of course. What do you want me to...
God, just all the standard things people say in these situations, I guess. That I love them, that it doesn't hurt, that I'm not afraid.
Yeah, I will. Of course.
Until... Pass on to command that we got 9 of the 10 samples. They're in cryo, deep storage, background battery should keep them going long enough that
way. Wait. How do you have the power to keep the samples frozen if you can't keep the ship livable?
The cryo chamber's brand new. Super efficient. Also, the ship's huge and the chamber's not.
How big is the cryo chamber?
Why are you... Look, this isn't some martyr complex. The samples are higher priority than me now because they have a chance of making it.
How big is the cryo chamber?
What?
Could a person fit inside, curled up in a ball? If that person was around, say, 5 feet?
Okay, let's be clear here. I am at least 5'1 with good posture. Oh.
So I'm thinking, you need an escape pod? Let's make an escape pod. Put the ship on autopilot to our coordinates, cut the Atmo reg. You've got enough residual air and heat to get you into the cryo chamber. We pick you up, you turn in the samples to our station, and...
Wait, I'd have to reprogram the ship. A lot. I can't use the comm system without electrocuting myself. There's no way I can do it. And neither can you, unless in addition to captaining an entire ship, you're also a very talented hacker.
So, listen. I maybe had a somewhat troubled youth before college. I'm not proud of it. But if you can get me in remotely, I can do the rest.
What?
You still feel like thumbing your nose at fate, Liu?
Honestly, I feel like kissing you. That came out wrong. I meant, oh, I could kiss you, and that, you know, like... Okay, which way should I go?
Engine room. Let's save your life first. Maybe talk over this kissing business later? Over a glass of the best wine hydroponics has to offer?
Tell you what, Captain. You pull this off and drinks are on me.
Now, there's a wager I can get behind. Except for the whole part where if I fail, you die in a grizzly.
Made it in.
There's supposed to be a keypad on the door. How'd you just...
Well, Connor set it up. I figured he was too lazy to change a code from the default.
Don't tell me. 1234.
2180. You know, the first year of the Republic?
Sorry, distracted. So, I've pulled up schematics of a similar ship, and judging from the wiring, my guess is you want the north wall.
Well, let me just get out my compass.
Opposite the engine. There should be a small box with 5 blinking lights on it.
There's blinking lights everywhere. It's like standing in a cloud of lightning bugs.
Look for a small screen, about the size of your palm. If your nav guy was lazy enough, there's a chance the screen's still covered in a layer of plastic.
Found it.
Okay, tear off the plastic.
Yep.
So it's connected to the wall by a bunch of colored wires.
This is gonna be a cut-the-green-wire situation.
For the love of God, don't cut any of those wires. Okay, using two fingers, tap the screen and...
Hello.
You again?
If you can hear this message, something has gone wrong with your network connectivity.
Change of plans.
Please.
Do you see a clear cord running from the box to the wall?
Yeah.
If you can hear this message,
yank that sucker out of there.
Something has gone wrong with your network connectivity. Please reboot your system.
Captain Grisham, you are my hero.
Anytime.
Okay, what next?
What are the odds you know the system password?
What are the odds it's... Okay, apparently it's not 2180.
The ship's internal computers? No, it's going to be a long random string of letters and numbers to protect it from, you know, hackers and scoundrels.
Like you?
Hey now, I am, at worst, a puckish rogue.
So what do I...
Any chance your nav man wrote the password on the bottom or back of the box?
No.
Okay, this is not ideal, but we're gonna do what they used to call a hard reset.
What does that mean?
It means you'll be able to make a new password.
Doesn't sound so bad.
Well, first we've gotta shut everything down for a sec. Everything that can't run on reserve battery, including your stabilizers. It's gonna suck.
So, let's get it over with.
All right. Counting from the left, very carefully unplug the third and fifth cord.
Okay. That's it?
It's an emergency protocol in case of outside attack. Not like they'd design it where you've got to leap over a pit of spinning blades or something. You okay?
All the lights just went out.
They're supposed to. Pitch black in there?
Yeah. Engine's still humming, though.
Good. Now, plug the wires back in. Same order you pulled them out.
Yeah. Nothing happened. Nothing. Everything's still dark.
Calm down. It'll take a sec.
How long?
Well, if it's longer than 5 minutes, we've got a problem.
Then what?
For now, let's focus on what's in front of us.
What? Sitting here in the dark, just waiting?
You sounded a lot calmer when you thought you were definitely gonna die.
I'm a scientist. I don't like unknowns.
Well, if there's anything I can do to help distract or...
Are you really out here on a priority 3?
That's what they tell me.
Is it an... If I told you, I'd have to kill you?
More like if I told you, you'd pass out from boredom. Diplomacy. Heavy on the talking, light on the...
Daring shootouts with criminals?
After 4 months of politicians, believe me, I would love nothing more than to face down some good old-fashioned space pirates.
How is this your first mission?
Well, shucks.
No, I mean, if you graduated officer school in 85... What have you been doing for 6 years?
Things came up.
You fought in the war, didn't you? You're green on protocol, but you know what you're doing, and they don't just hand threes out to anyone. You volunteered. You could have gotten command on some supply ship, but you chose...
Don't. I had all these tech skills, and, you know, it was fighting for the whole human race. Didn't really feel like a choice.
Well, on behalf of the human race, or at least all of us that didn't want to get murdered by space aliens.
Seriously, Violet.
I was listening to a thing the other day. They called it the most narrowly won war in recorded history.
I know.
That why you're so comfortable fighting losing battles?
What?
Be honest. What are the odds your plan works?
I... don't know. It hangs on so many variables that I don't have. The state of your ship, how much of the systems we can get back, the state of your cryo chamber.
Less than 50%?
Yeah, but more than 6?
Where are we at in the countdown?
We've got time still. Tell me a story.
A story?
Take your mind off all this. Or... sing me a song. I bet you've got a lovely voice.
Wow. You do like long odds. There's actually... There's this song I've had stuck in my head today, ever since I started thinking about this folklore class I took. It goes,
What was that?
Me hitting the floor? The ship's starting to shake?
That'll be the stabilizers. Don't worry, it's the first thing I'll fix when we're back online.
If we... Jesus!
You're fine. You're okay. It's a shit way to travel, but hold on to something sturdy and stay calm.
I don't remember how all of it goes, but, I was going over the Cork and Kerry Mountains. I saw Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol and then produced my rapier. I said, stand o'er and deliver the devil, he may take ya. Mushering, dumada, dumada. Work for my daddy-o. Work for my daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar-o.
I took all of his money.
And it was a pretty penny. I took all of his money and I brought it home to Molly. She swore that she'd love me.
Never would she leave me. Violet?
The lights are back.
Good. Okay, so find that screen.
Okay, hang on. It got all thrown around. Yeah, it... Shit. Okay, the stabilizers are still... not back, but it says... Set password.
Good. Pick something you'll remember.
Got it. Okay. Type W-H-I-K-S-E-Y.
Wixie?
Listen, this is not, ideal typing circumstance. Just type Wixie, all right?
There's Wixie in the... I'm in. Look, I don't know how much heat and atmo you've really got, so head to the lab. I've got this. And stabilizers should be back... now.
Thank God.
The God you don't believe in?
Shut your pie hole, Captain.
Tell me when you're back in the lab. Hey, just remember, with each new setback, you get an even wilder story to tell everyone back home.
Yeah, spoken like a woman who is definitely about to jinx us.
You can't buy into fate or God, but jinxes?
I'd rather not take chances right now.
Too bad that life is nothing but, huh?
Yeah. Well, to quote our alma mater, Scandendum...
Scandendum est sperante. Yeah, I may have those words permanently inked onto my body, which, arguably kind of cheesy, but...
Arguably? I cannot believe I'm gonna buy you a drink.
If it's any consolation, you'll only be seeing that tattoo if the drink goes very well.
So, with that not-at-all-distracting image, I... Damn it.
What?
I'm looking through the door of the chamber. It's a little smaller than I...
Can you fit?
Not with the samples.
Then take the samples out.
You get why I can't do that, right? You get how that looks. The shuttle explodes, the systems fry, everyone dies but one person, and that one person leaves the mission to rot? The Intergalactic Republic doesn't...
You've got a witness. If you think I wouldn't testify to...
My crew died for...
Your crew died in a freak accident. They didn't die so you could throw away your life for priority 7.
If we want to stay ahead of the Dwarnians, every bit of research...
Samples are replaceable. Something tells me there's only one Violet Liu. Just... I know what I'm talking about, okay? They'd want you to make it.
There's not, actually.
Violet, are you... Take out the samples.
Yeah. I've just got to... There's a process before you can access the... There's not only one Violet Liu. It's a common last name, common first name. There was another in my program, actually, a year ahead of me. I used to get her mail sometimes. One time I got her grades by mistake. That was... Her grades were way better than mine. I know it's stupid, but that always felt like a referendum on me somehow. I met her a few times. She was taller, too. Less neurotic. I'm not the best scientist out there. I'm not even the best scientist out there named Violet Liu.
Well, you're the Violet Liu I want to meet. And not just because you're about to owe me a drink.
Okay. I'm taking the samples out.
Thank you. Think I've got everything good to go, if you can just...
Kay?
Yeah?
I really, really wish I could remember you.
Well, now you'll get a chance to... What are you doing?
Computer. Display autopilot route. That's the wrong coordinates.
Damn, are you sure? Thought you didn't know much about...
Unless your goal is to send the ship into the actual middle of nowhere.
Wow, you're right. I am so sorry. Head for the chamber and I can fix it while you're...
It was a class of 30.
What?
Intro bio. It was a class of 30. It was supposed to be a huge lecture, but... You know, year after the coup, when the university heads, resigned, people started pulling their kids out. By the end of the second week, we could fit in a classroom. Pushed our chairs in a circle.
I know. I remember. Violet, I don't know how long the air and the heat are going to hold for. It's about to get very, very cold and hard to breathe. You don't have time to...
What are the odds, really, that out of the entire universe, I'd get picked up by one of 30 people who...
The air's getting thinner, right? It's cold. You can't concentrate. Think. You're a scientist. You know about Cabral-Crespo syndrome. Paranoia sets in and people do things they'll regret later. You need to get into that chamber, Violet. After everything we've... I am so goddamn tired of people dying. Please.
You're right. It's cold.
Violet.
And hard to think.
Please.
I keep thinking about Harmony. How hot it got in the summer.
Violet, walk to the cryo chamber.
Remember how hot it used to get?
Sweltering, yeah, and we can reminisce as much as you want, but first you need to walk to...
I hated it. Sweating, the humidity. To be honest, I can't say I liked Harmony while I was there. And now, today, I can't stop thinking about it. That ugly 2050s architecture. The pond drunk kids were always falling into.
You're making me nostalgic.
But that heat, more than anything, the way it would settle around your body, like a fog or a blanket, the smell out there, that late summer smell outside, maybe even more than the heat. Oh, running across the quad, late for class, that smell would hit you in waves. Remember?
Of course.
Yeah. What did it smell like, Kay?
Well, you know...
Harmony Campus, late summer. It's a pretty simple piece of information. Of course, not the kind of thing that makes it into someone's transcripts. Or their ship personnel files. Or their freshman ID photo. Got any last guesses?
Violet, I...
No. You've got nothing. Because you didn't go to Harmony. Because you're lying to me, and you've been lying to me since we met. You're not the captain of the Philadelphia. Your name isn't Kay. You didn't fight in the war.
Wow, you're pretty sharp. I know you think the other Violet Liu is smarter than you, but don't sell yourself short, kid.
Who are you?
Same as anyone. A bundle of contradictions and regrets. Violet, I can tell you were faking it earlier, but the cold really is about to be a problem for you. You need to get into the cryo chamber.
Why, lady? Where are we going?
You know what we have in common right now?
Well, for one thing, we both know you're a liar.
We both want you to survive.
I can't know that.
Every aspect of the ship right now is under my control. If I wanted you dead, you would be.
And instead, what? I'll be tortured for information so you can...
We don't torture. Hurting people doesn't yield reliable intel. It just makes them say whatever they think they need to say to make it stop. Also, it's wrong.
Why did you...
Nothing personal, okay? I'd never heard of you before this morning.
Did you kill all those people on the shuttle?
No. Did you?
Are you a Dwarnian?
No. Are you? We don't have time for this. I'm not asking you to trust me. I won't insult your intelligence like that. I am asking you to act in your own self-interest. Whatever happened to your crew, we had nothing to do with that. You would have died very slowly in 6 or 7 days anyway. Right now, we are giving you the option of getting out of here.
And going where?
You have to know I'm not going to tell you that. We won't hurt you. This isn't plan A for us either.
And I'm supposed to take it on faith that...
No, don't take it on faith. Take it on curiosity.
You honestly think, after everything, that I'd follow you out of curiosity?
I do. Maybe a rational person wouldn't take this risk. Maybe a rational person would opt for a quick death over whatever's waiting for you at the end of this flight path. You want to think you're a rational person, but you're not. You're a scientist. And there's no greater expression of sheer, stupid human hope than the study of science. We're born groping around in the dark, but science says, we can understand this. It says, there's something here to understand, and this act of blindly reaching forward is worth it. It says, you could be devoting your entire career to what's really a dead end, and it's still worth it. You could be dismissed in your own lifetime, you could poison yourself with radiation, you could be executed, and it's still worth it. More than your safety, more than your life. That divine earthly act of trying to understand. Personally, I find that brand of optimism exhausting, but if it wasn't for science, we wouldn't have deodorant or instant coffee, so... Look, you have a lot of questions right now. You can die with answers to none of them, or you can...
Step into the goddamn unknown?
And reach for a little understanding.
You are manipulating me right now.
Yes, I have an agenda. At present, that agenda is to keep you from dying.
And then?
Get in the chamber. Find out.
God damn it.
New process begun. Specimen 1. 140 pounds. Cryogenic process begins in 30 seconds.
I can't believe 30, I thought you went to Harmony.
Yeah, well, who doesn't love a good fairy tale?
Can't believe I liked you.
If it's any comfort, sweetheart, I'm very good at what I do.
How can I hear you from inside the...
Why would they bother to soundproof it?
God.
It's all right. Probably not a picnic being wedged in there like a ham in a can, but when you wake up, you won't even have memories of this part. Last thing you'll know is crawling inside.
If that's the case, can't you give me one piece of information that's actually true?
Stage one. Beginning.
Just for a few seconds. Call it alone.
Tell you this much. I really was watching the network. When that surge happened, a couple ships did detect you. Figured out you needed help. But you were right. None of them came. Your government really did leave you to die.
Yeah, I know. I knew you were lying once you said my life was worth more than the samples. That's not how the IGR thinks.
I really did fight in the war.
Which side?
The human side. Don't be an ass. Look, I get it. You don't want to show weakness in front of me right now, but no way is it a fun time being conscious in there. Stage two can't start until you're asleep, so don't fight it. Deep breaths. Hey, what did it smell like? Harmony in the summer.
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
It didn't have a smell. I was bluffing.
Clever.
Why are you... still here?
I don't know. Completionist streak, let's say. Unless you mean existentially, in which case your guess is as good as mine. I don't believe in fate either.
Honestly, it's kind of a comfort not to believe. Right now.
Yeah. Hey, as long as I'm saying stuff you won't remember, sorry about how this all shook out. It wasn't my idea.
Whose?
Tell you later. Go to sleep.
Stage one. Complete.
Violet?
Stage two. Beginning.
You really do have a lovely voice.
Stage two. Complete. Stasis achieved.
Whiskey in the jar.
End of transmission one. Note, we strongly believe the first voice belongs to Violet Liu, Harmony College alumna 85, currently a research assistant employed by Strauss and Marquez. For security purposes in this report, she will sometimes be referred to as Cindy Chu. We have not yet identified the second voice. It may go without saying that no student named Kay Grisham attended Harmony in the years specified. We have, however, been able to link this name to another possible alias, Ishani Kanetkar. No anomalies detected in the ship's automation. The Iris appears to have used the standard free program, ELLA, or ELLA. This report has been transcribed by Ensign Best. If you need to review a written version, please access procyonpodcasts.com. That's procyonpodcasts.com. This is Agent Park, codename Apollo, thanking you for reviewing this report. Additional thanks to Agent Cross, Agent Robinson, Agent Alenkis, Agent Cohen, the entire crew of the Starship Chicago, and the specialists at Procyon for their assistance. My second report is currently underway. For now, the Starship Iris case is awaiting classification. However, for reasons that will soon become clear, it is crucial we continue to monitor and analyze these transmissions. Recommended status, priority 5. Long live the Republic.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved! By Sherlock Bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.